As so many have found throughout history, it's easy to fall in love with Rome. She is seductively beautiful. She has endured and survived many things. What's left of her former glories, her days of empire, are in ruins. But those ruins continue to enchant us. You fall in a trance here. You think, no matter what, this beautiful dream will last forever. And then, suddenly, shit gets real. Before World War I, Benito Mussolini was considered a buffoon and a crackpot, a short-tempered, ever-pontificating soapbox orator from the small town of Predopilla. In time, though, the country was divided and in crisis. It saw itself as besieged by enemies from within and without. It was an hour before the first shark hit him. The shark was not an accident. He had come up from deep down in the water as the dark cloud of blood had settled and dispersed in the mile deep sea. He had come up so fast and absolutely without caution that he broke the surface of the blue water and was in the sun. And then he fell back into the sea and picked up the scent and started swimming on the course the skiff and the fish had taken. Sometimes he lost the scent, but he would pick it up again, or have just a trace of it, and he swam fast and hard on the course. He was a very big mako shark, built to swim as fast as the fastest fish in the sea. And everything about him was beautiful, except his jaws. All right, so this is the section of the book where I'm finally leaving Freehold for the first and last time. Late one night, we packed all our belongings into our manager, Carl Tinker West's 40s flatbed truck, and we threw the living room couch on top. I climbed onto it, and we slowly inched our way out of the driveway, our sterling future impeded only by the local police, who explained there was a local ordinance against moving after dark. We shrugged our shoulders, and they watched us slip out of town, probably just glad to see us go. It was a beautiful, balmy night. As I lay back on that old couch, the trees and the scrolling stars above me, I was seized by a wonderful feeling. I was slipping over the streets of my childhood. No longer a painful player in my or my town's history, but a passing and impassive observer.